If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline by dialing 988 or visiting suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits. Suplex City Limits. Suplex City Limits. Suplex City Limits.
I saw you beat the Dark Patriot, bro. And I lived long enough to see you become the Dark Patriot.
There's an analogy, busting your fist through somebody's asshole, and one of these days I'll figure it out.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 467 of Suplex City Limits, recorded live on YouTube March 31st, 2024. Getting stoned like Jesus, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious. And Jesus only came once, he's came at least twice as many times, my co-host.
That's just this morning. I am the King of Coom, the King of Christ, Tyler, Zombie Jesus Fudge.
Zombie werewolf Jesus, because it's a full moon.
It's a full moon tonight, so guys, if you say anything bad about baby boy Jesus today, he's either going to come and fucking bite you, turn you into a zombie, or a werewolf. One of the two, man. One of the two.
I'd rather be a wolf.
Yeah, I feel like wolves have better sex lives than zombies. You know?
Oh, interesting.
Oh, of course. Dead vagina versus hairy vagina. I take hairy vagina any day.
Well, there you have it. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow, interact with me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like this show, consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on Patreon, become a producer, get a shout out like Martin Viano Vasquez, Scotty Tuhati. Scotty doesn't know. Evil Evan, the Beeble of JD on YouTube. Caleb, you should see the size of Morgan Field, and of course, kick-ass Keith Martin. This week on the show, a recap of the wrestling we watched. RuPaul's Drag Race. Did you watch Dark Side of the Ring?
Yeah, I did.
There you go. I saw who it was on, and I did not. No. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, it was. I loosely watched it. I didn't pay a whole lot of attention.
I got hit in the face once. Get out of here. Actually, I got hit by Hulk Hogan's balls when he was fucking hanging onto his ass his entire life. But yeah, all that and more. Yeah. Shout outs to Gorgatron for the music, also Electric Downfall, Bobby Anthem. Before we get going, you may have noticed a change in your feed. This is now a show of the Modern Noise Media, umbrella. The channel has changed to Modern Noise Media. We'll continue to be home to Suplex City Limits, Federation, Old Guy Metalcast, and Midnight Mass Creature Cast.
There is a pretty sweet graphic for it. There is a pretty sweet graphic for it. It's going to come up here in a second, so it'd be great.
Could have discussed like where we were gonna do this and stuff.
That's what, I just got a rolling thing in the plugs and stuff. So, you know.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Modern Noise Media, baby. Bam. Yeah.
It's we got bought up by some really big wigs. They say they know what modern people want, and yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you, Hatter. We were talking about that on OGMC, man. Dare him to come back. Well, fuck, we'll send this time. We'll send him to hell. All right, dude. Let's get into some shit. The only wrestling I watched was Dynamite.
Same. I mean, what's different than every other?
Clips of Collision.
It is what it is. It is what it is. But you're missing something really important, Jim, before we get into talking about wrestling, you know?
Oh, smoking.
Yo, duh. Duh.
God damn it. I already took a hit. That's why I forgot.
Oh, I have not. I've been waiting patiently. So you not take this away from me, motherfucker.
A lot of podcasts out there, but only one with live around the world smoke session. That's this one. Get the song. Light the blunt. Let's go. Oh, my stomach, dude.
Yeah, you sound like you're taking a dick there for a second. Ugh. Not one that you wanted to take, you know.
Not willingly?
No, no, not a willing dick.
Anyway, what do you want to talk about?
Not
my stomach pains.
I watched Top Chef after. Is that something that, as I was watching, I was like, I don't know how to talk about this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as I watched it, I was like, I don't know how to tell Jim. I was like, and then at the same time, I was like, I paid $6 for this Hey You subscription to watch it. And I was like,
oh, really?
Do I? But then last night, I found out that Face Off was on there. And I was like, I'll just watch a bunch of Face Off this month and I'll cancel. It'll be worth it.
There you go. I love Top Chef, but yeah, how do you talk about it?
Yeah, yeah, pretty hard. Pretty hard. Mad Hatter says that you guys go corporate and almost forget the smoke session. That's, I mean, I blame Jim. I blame Jim for that.
I'm just already baked and distracted. My fucking stomach hurts.
The corporate pigs didn't tell us not to do it, just so you know.
Yeah. I'm convinced convinced myself I have, like, stomach cancer or some shit. I mean,
that's what everybody wants to hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Easter.
I convinced myself of a lot of things, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
holy shit, do I convince myself of things.
And hey, you know what, man? I went and got checked for cancer a little while ago. I get it. We can all convince each other of, or convince ourselves of something.
Yeah. At least you had the ability to just go see a doctor.
Yeah, well, like, I walk-in clinic. I go see a doctor,
but
yeah.
It cost me thousands of dollars.
And that's fair. That's fair. It's an odd thing in this world, you know. It's very
there
odd.
You go. We're going to keep smoking. We encourage you to do the same. I suppose a lot of folks out for Easter today. Oh, yeah, even the evil Evan is in the house. I can't even speak.
I mean, he's evil, though.
He is evil.
So
him eating some hot cross buns or something would be kind of weird. Well, let's get into the shit, motherfucker. Wrestling we watched, which is like less and less every week.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
Not really. We haven't watched more than Dynamite in a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
I was tempted by that CMLL, though.
I was, too, especially when I seen that it was up on the regular sites. But, like, $35 for a month is pretty fucking steep.
It was up on the sites, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I added up there last night. But at that point in time, it didn't really feel like watching any more wrestling. So, yeah. I continued on.
Got rid of the top three.
Exactly. This show has more important fish to fry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we watch things we like, which is, a weird... It was funny, I posted that on Twitter. Like, watching things you don't like and bitching about it is a weird thing, man. And people were like, took it to their own direction, which was funny. You know, like, one person would be like, well, WWE this or that. Or, well, AEW, this or that. I just thought it was funny. Like, I'm just saying in general, baby.
Yeah, not just you wrestling. Know, like,
yeah. Why watch things you don't like? What a weird fucking thing. And then people convince themselves, well, we have to do it for our podcast or whatever. Because they have a wrestling podcast. And they think they have to watch AEW or something, even though they don't like it. And it's like, you really don't, dude. You really don't.
No, you're just convincing yourself of that.
I mean, that's just like your brand at this point.
Yeah, and we did that too, you know? Like, we were at that point at some point in time, and it's not worth it.
I don't know when this show ever... We never watched Raw. I never watched Raw or SmackDown or any of that
we
shit.
We would talk about Raw and SmackDown, would we not, years ago? when there was nothing else.
I never watched that shit. Like pre AEW.
That's fair. Did you tell me that you put me through all that? I watched it, and you didn't, motherfucker.
No, I just feel like we didn't review it because we watched this. Maybe you watched it.
We did though. I feel like we did. I don't know. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about like wrestling in general before AEW.
Yeah,
There's been a
lot
New
of there's
Japan
been a lot of weed smoked. So,
yeah, I don't fucking know, but I don't feel like I ever sat and watched fucking the whole Raw, dude, or anything from Raw really. But anyway, it's a weird thing, man. Don't watch stuff you don't like.
Yeah, it's easy.
You don't have to do that. Even if you have a wrestling podcast, you don't have to do it. We'll still kind of talk about things from some, you know, from WWE. You watch a clip on YouTube or Twitter in like a minute.
It's true. It's true. But
unless,
but today we're going to talk about Dynamite.
Yeah.
It was a good show. It had, well, I mean, certain parts of it was pretty good. I will say though, if we want to start with the shit though, the absolute dirt worst, I think would be the commentary of Mercedes Moné. That was a huge disservice to the show. It was absolute garbage. I thought that it was probably the worst thing they could have done with her.
Yeah, the handling of it has been pretty bad, dude. Like, that first debut was fine. And then that second thing where they just did it again, but worse, that was really bad. And that really soured me on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, now this, it's like, dude, I don't think this is her strong suit. Her strong suit's not Eddie
Guerrero. Her strong suit's in the
way she speaks is horrible. Yeah. Right? Isn't it to everybody?
I mean, if it's not, then I wish I had your ears. You know, I really do.
Yeah, she'd sound good if you had robot ears.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like hearing her speak. So I watched very little of that before I moved ahead.
I will say, though, the match itself was fine. But, the commentary was just dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
Fucking high praise right there. The match was fine.
Commentary was
fine.
Yeah. We opened up the show, though, with a pretty good match with Ospreay and Shibata. Though, I thought that was pretty fucking sick. Shibata, I worry though when I see Shibata in the ring, especially against a guy like Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay's pretty fucking snug, I guess might be the right word. And Shibata's,
yeah, I mean, he was, you know, he throws those fucking feet around too. He doesn't mind kicking people in the head, even Shibata. He started off like, okay, yeah, and then as it got going, he's just like more and more just
rocks him more
losing
and more
control and becoming Ospreay.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, though? By all means, I'm sure Shibata fucking loved it. You know, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he fucking loved it.
Yeah. I've talked about this before too, but like, these people sit and bitch and back and forth, you know, between like, I like this, whatever, fucking wrestling. And I'm just like amazed to be in a time when all these people who you thought would never wrestle again are back wrestling again.
Yeah.
Bryan Danielson, Copeland, Christian, Shibata.
Jim, your Paige. Your favorite, Paige.
Yeah, I guess Paige. Like, that's such an exciting thing. It's so amazing. It's so, like, weird to sit and bitch. Like, we saw Will Ospreay versus Shibata on TV. Like, what?
Yeah, that match hasn't happened for, like, 7 years. And when it did happen, Will Ospreay was nowhere near what he is now. Like, close.
Yeah. But, I don't know, man. It was a good match. Overall, I think I just keep, like, taking us away from the nuts and bolts of it, but this week too, I saw on Raw was first off, their fans seem to love the show. That's awesome, but also there's no wrestling on it again. It's like, can we stop comparing these things to each other? Really, because they're barely the same thing.
Yeah,
they're not maybe like apples and oranges, but they're like an orange and a nectarine or something. Like they're pretty different still.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're not looking at the same type of product. You know,
like if you watch Raw and with barely had like no wrestling on it this week, a 3-hour show with barely any wrestling, and that's your jam, then you're not gonna like this. You're not gonna like Takeshita and, you know, in fucking Swerve having a, you know, badass long fucking match like that. You're not gonna like that shit. And
but maybe you would. Though. Maybe you would.
What's up?
Maybe you would though if you gave it a chance. You know.
I mean, maybe, but it's just weird tribalism. I don't know. I don't think it's wrestling. You know, like the fans, much like WWE, don't really want to do wrestling.
Yeah,
don't want like wrestling. So I don't know. I just think it's interesting. Like I take the opinion of somebody who's shitting on something when like they watch a 3-hour show that's just like people standing around fucking talking, you know, and shit. I don't get it.
Takes all kinds.
That's what I was asking you. I'm like, is WrestleMania this weekend or what?
It
that
is,
wasn't yeah. the go home.
No, that wasn't the go home. One more episode of each.
I wish I almost had a breakdown of like what that show was. I should have looked into that.
Oh Jesus Christ! We'd
like,
be
what
here.
Was this 3 hours of a show?
I'm sure that well, like they did Punk and,
Drew McIntyre. I saw some of that.
Yeah, and then they did the Rock and Cody a couple times, you know. That's I can't really.
I couldn't
you.
Get I a solid on how many minutes of wrestling there was, but
no, I mean, like that would be actually pretty easy to find out. All you gotta do is go to Cage Match.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It shows like how many minutes are of wrestling. It
tells you every how many minutes of every match.
Oh yeah. Okay. Should I do that?
I'm there now.
Are you ahead of me?
Yeah. Let's see. Let's find this week's Raw.
Finding Raw.
I mean, it's gotten a lot of great praise. It's
that's what I'm saying. They don't like wrestling.
On Cage, even on Cage Match itself, it's 9.23, and Cage Match usually is. Now I gotta find a calculator. Let me see. My phone has a calculator.
I mean, well, what are the matches?
Let me get my calculator. Okay, so we had Ricochet against JD McDonough. That went 14:25. So let's just go 14 plus. Candice LeRae took on Ivy Nile. It went 1:50. So let's go 2.
They still looking at giving those women matches, huh? Like people talk about AEW's women division sucks. Oh, it sucks. They get more than 1:50.
Then we got DIY taking on the New Day, which went 6 minutes. Let's see here. Then we had Andrade taking on Giovanni Da Vinci, that went 7 minutes. Bronson Reed took on Sami Zayn, that went 9 minutes. And then Jey Uso took on Shinsuke Nakamura, that went 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes. So let's see, you're looking at an hour and 13 minutes out of 3 hours was wrestling.
Well, that's not that crazy. I mean, that's not that crazy because that show's only probably 2 hours and
226 or something like that. You're looking over half of it. I mean, like half of it was talking. I mean, they do a lot of video packages on Raw. I don't know. I haven't watched Raw a lot. In a long time.
I just like to point out too, I think it's interesting, like we're at a point where I don't know who a bunch of those people are.
That's fair. I mean, they're all Giovanni Vinci, I can understand you not knowing. Ivy Nile, I can understand you not knowing. And JD McDonough, he's
Little Finn Balor.
Yeah. So but yeah, the big part about that was Rock and Cody. And then the promo.
And like none of these people are going to really do shit on that on fucking. Well, I guess WrestleMania is 2 days. Everybody will do something, but you know what I'm saying? It's like all fucking nonsense matches. Really, have nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, most of who we mentioned is probably in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Well, there you go. That's interesting, I guess. I know we're kind of like in a weird spot, but I feel like right now is a good place to talk about it, even though it's more like a news kind of thing.
Okay.
Have you heard about WWE's new championship?
What?
Yeah. They have a new championship. And it's going to be on the debut of WWE Speed.
Oh. What's it going to be, the speed belt? You're going to fucking do speed on it?
Just yeah, you got to do coke off a page of the shoe in for that.
You do a rail and then you run out to the crowd. Wah!
Yeah. It's a new show. It's called WWE Speed. It's set to make its debut exclusively on Twitter/X. WWE Speed will revolutionize the ring, featuring wrestlers engaging in intense 3-minute matches, all vying for a captivating new prize.
There we go. The captivating new prize is a free year of Twitter Plus.
No, it's this fucking shitty WWE Speed belt.
Oh.
The first ever champion will emerge from a tournament unlike any other, where every match is a climactic showdown and every fleeting moment holds the potential to shape a superstar's legacy.
That's fair. That's fair. You don't get a lot of moments in 3 minutes.
Dude, I think it's hilarious. I think it's like, that's what they wish they could just do. You know?
I mean,
like, man, if only we can figure it out. I feel like it's deeper than this, you know?
How so?
I don't know. Maybe all their matches will be 3 minutes.
I mean, like, I can't see it ever getting there, to be completely honest.
How can you have, like, matches that are 3 minutes?
Well, because they're on Twitter. And then have matches
that are, like, 40 minutes.
Because they're on Twitter.
I fucking guess, dude. I just think, what a weird idea. Didn't they do something like that before?
I don't think so.
I don't know, maybe not. What if? But that's a crazy idea, is it not?
I mean, like, I'm not going to go out and watch it. I get the whole aspect of doing really short matches on Twitter where nobody has an attention span anyways. I don't think it's going to bring much to the product, but I mean, it's something brand new. I don't know if we've ever had something like this truly. So I guess we had the Facebook one, right? We had the mixed match challenge or whatever was on Facebook. That did nothing.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to like influence it. I just think it's an interesting thing that, like, because they don't really like wrestling. They don't really want to do wrestling.
Yeah. I can't see it changing the whole landscape of it and everything being really short. Television matches, they've been doing it criminally short since the 90s. You know what I mean? Like there was a time when they would have a couple big matches, but, you know, this 3-hour Raw had one match that was considered a match, you know what I mean? It was Ricochet and JD Madonna, which coincidentally get 4.25 stars from the Observer.
I actually saw some clips of Ricochet doing some crazy shit in that match.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That guy's good. He's just there, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Back to AEW.
This was a weird section of the show.
Yeah.
But no, talking about, you know, tremendous matches, I didn't think, and I don't know what was going through my mind at this point, but like my mind was fixated on Will Ospreay and Takeshita, or Will Ospreay and Shibata, but Swerve and Takeshita was even better than that, I thought. And I thought it was fantastic. Absolutely tremendous. Swerve is obviously the next thing they have. I think they really need to figure out what they're going to do with Takeshita, though. Because really, they just keep beating him, and he's tremendous.
Yeah, I don't think it takes any damage, though. I think a lot of people have... I don't know, I think people over-focus on shit like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, it's wrestling. Takeshita comes out and beats a couple of people, he could be right back in there, you know?
Oh, yeah, especially with the way he wrestles as well. You know, it's a very convincing style. It's a fun watch. I feel like, well, I don't think you could throw anybody in front of this match and just be like, watch this, I bet you'll like it. But, you know, any kind of casual fan, like, to any degree, should fucking love this match.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have much to add to that. Just really fucking good.
Yeah. The last thing that I really have on AEW is they did Young Bucks and Private Party. First time I've seen Private Party together in a very long time. And to see OG Private Party, I was like, okay, cool. But I thought the circumstance around this match to be very very fun, whereas the last time these guys met in a tag team tournament, the Private Party beat them in the quarterfinal round. We're now in the quarterfinals again of a tag team tournament, and the story is, will Lightning strike twice? Will Private Party beat them again? And I just thought that that little subtle hint going back like 2, 3, 4 years and grabbing something from there, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That's pretty good. I didn't even catch it.
There you go, man. There you go. You gotta have a, you gotta have big brain ideas like me, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I, you know, whatever. A collision. Matt Cardona showed up to challenge Adam Copeland.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally got like an opening to an open challenge that meant something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was curious who it would be.
Especially, yeah, yeah. Like I, honestly, I thought it would just be some rando on the roster, myself.
Hmm.
I didn't think they would go this route, but I was quite happy when they did go this route.
Yeah. What up, Chad?
Chad LaFleur.
Yeah, pretty fucking good. I, you know, I was surprised by it. I love what Cardona's doing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I expect him. I honestly, up until here, I expected him in WWE soon, but
maybe somehow not. Hasn't happened, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It shocks me, really. Like, he must be making like dirty amounts of money. Like just
he must be
dipping in everywhere. You know, like I'm sure GCW gets him a decent chunk. Nothing crazy, but you know.
Yeah, you think he'd have went back, but maybe he doesn't want to go back. I mean, it's really hard to say. You know?
It's possible. It's very
after
possible.
The way they did you, they're like, fuck him. You know, I'll just do my shit.
Yeah. And his shit is working, man. His shit is working.
Indeed. There you go, man. I'm going to apologize up front, dude. I feel fucked right now, man. Like, my stomach and like, it's, my stomach is hurt. Like, there's some fucking pain in there. But now it's like really turned into like a whole thing, man. So.
You gotta go boom?
No, it's not like that, man. It's not like that.
That's fair. That is fair.
It's like in the stomach itself.
That is fair. That is fair.
It feels like a, I don't know, fucking poison in there or something.
Did you eat any poison berries last night on your
adventure? No,
you didn't eat any poison berries? No? Your girlfriend's not slipping you, like you didn't think you were eating regular berries, did you? And she slipped you poison berries? Poison berries can be pretty good, especially if you're eating tart berries along with it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. Like, lately my stomach is just kind of fucking giving me problems. So yes. Anyway, I feel... I'm going to be off kilter because I feel fucked, man. I feel like I maybe have a fever or something now. Like
Jesus Christ, really?
I don't know, dude.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Well, you know, like, the one saving grace about all this, though, is that it couldn't have happened on a better week because it's not a very busy week. You know what I'm saying?
No, and it's Easter and fuck.
Yeah, and we don't want to anger the religious zealots, you know, and have them call for a head because we're like I come from a town where you couldn't play cards or anything like that on Sunday because the religious the religious folk would get really upset. That's God's day. Who are you to play cards, play a game on God's Day?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, there's a reason why I hate religions, because I grew up in a fucking town like that.
Yeah.
But I'd go out and I'd play my basketball next to the church every Sunday. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Fuck them, dude.
Yeah, fuck them, indeed. Fuck them, indeed. Should we get into the rest of the week in wrestling? I imagine sure. You've seen we've talked about what we're going to talk about here. Let's see, not a lot really. Jake Roberts, for some reason, has re-signed to AEW. Don't know what he's going to be doing, but he's doing something.
A lot of people complained about it, and then a lot of wrestlers fired back.
A lot of fans complained about it, you mean?
Yeah, but like fans made jokes of, oh, what the fuck for? What's he doing? I mean, and a lot of wrestlers fired back, you know, like, what he's, this man did for the business alone, he's worth fucking a paycheck, you know, but
yeah,
evidently he does other stuff than just on air, so.
I guess.
Probably agenting or whatever, I mean.
I imagine you put him, you know, guiding somebody with a promo. He might not be able to do them himself now, but he could guide somebody to a good cryptic promo, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, well, who fucking cares? It's not your, you know. Like, they signed him, that's their money, whatever. I don't know why people complaining about it. It's such a weird, it was a weird thing for me to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was just odd altogether. Let's see here.
Whoa.
Whoa, would you drop a bottle of water?
No, there's an avalanche of shit here.
Oh. Didn't know if your stomach fell off or something. Sabu getting inducted into the Indie Wrestling Hall of Fame. That's the story, I guess. This is where we're at this week, boys. This is where
I guess, huh?
This is where we're at. I really don't have much in the way of news. I really don't. Like Ridge Holland faked a retirement because just the guy that broke Big E's neck. And he faked his retirement on NXT.
Wow.
Cool. Well, like, I don't know if they faked it, but like they took him off of the roster on NXT. He said that people are too mean to him online and he's going to step away. But then it came out that it's all storyline, which is odd to come in when I think it was just last Sunday, Alex Coghlan from New Japan actually legit retired because his neck is fucked. He's like 30
Brian
years
T.
old.
Watkins.
Brian T. Watkins. What are you cooking for Easter, Brian T. Watkins?
I don't know, bro. We should probably just fucking get to the shit, drag race, and get the fuck out of here. I'm really fucked up, dude. I really need to, like...
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm sorry, dude.
Hey.
I don't know what's going on. I'm sweating right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Good thing you date a nurse.
I guess.
I mean, she could tell you if you're dying or not.
Dude, I'm like sweating, dude. That's fucked.
Well, let's just fucking quickly do this RuPaul shit and let's get the fuck out of here. Sorry, guys. But you know what?
Dude,
it doesn't matter.
I apologize, man.
It doesn't matter. Jim's health is better. Is more.
I don't know what's going on, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, anyways. Dude. I just want to go. Holy, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do.
We can just cut it right now. It's no big deal.
I don't know, dude. I mean, morphine got sent home, you know? Yeah.
The morphine got sent home.
Safira won four challenges more than anybody ever and still ended up in the bottom.
Yeah.
And still lives in her life. And if she got beat, she went home. That show's crazy.
And she almost went, like, she. It, very close to getting taken out there by morphine, I thought. Very close.
Yeah, it wasn't a blow-up by any means.
No, no. Especially for the despairing of how talented Safira is, you know, compared to morphine and how many wins she's gotten. I expected it to be a lot further of a deal, but yeah, no, it's crazy.
There you go. I apologize, everybody. I don't know. I might have to go to the hospital or something.
Hey. Keep me posted. Keep me posted.
Yeah, dude. So I apologize for how short this was and everything, but thanks for stopping by. Check out the other shows on the channel. And we'll be back next week, maybe. So, you got anything else, dude?
I don't.
All right, dude. Sorry, guys. May you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, when it is you, and be excellent to each other.
Suplex! City Limits.